From the heart of our nation's capital, here's Family Research Council President Tony Perkins.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Washington Watch. Coming up on this Values Voter Summit edition, hundreds have gathered here in Washington, D.C. this weekend for what the media describes as the premier gathering of social conservatives. And increasingly, it is the values issues that provide the greatest contrast between the nation's two major political parties. And no issue better illustrates this divide than how we treat babies who survive abortion. Congressman Roger Marshall of Kansas, who has delivered 5,000 babies and was one of our speakers today, joins me to talk about the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act in just a moment. Religious liberty also has been front and center here at the 2019 Values Voter Summit. Joanna Duca, co-owner of Brush and Nib Studio, who prevailed at the Arizona Supreme Court last month, joins us with her religious liberty story. And Dennis Prager challenged attendees with the looming threats to the freedom of speech. And Dennis joins me here on set a little bit later. And yesterday, at a forum on equality, or extra rights for some, hosted by CNN, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke said churches who believe and practice the Bible should lose their tax exemption. That's right. Todd Starnes joins me for that conversation later here on this Values Voter Summit edition of Washington Watch. All right, according to research conducted by the Family Research Council, only 15 states provide strong protections for born alive abortion survivors, and only 8 require reporting on infants who survive abortion. Now, we have a map, a resource, which you can find at TonyPerkins.com, shows which states have no laws protecting born alive abortion survivors and which states allow abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, even to the day of birth. This underscores why we need to pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act on the federal level in Congress. Sadly, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic majority in the House will not even allow the bill onto the House floor to be debated. Now, Republican pro-life congressmen and women have tried over 80 times to get a vote on this bill. Joining me now on Radio Row here at the Values Voter Summit is Congressman Roger Marshall. He represents the 1st District of Kansas. He serves on the Agriculture Committee as well as the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and he was one of our keynote speakers today. As I mentioned earlier, Dr. Marshall has delivered more than 5,000 babies as a physician, giving him a deep appreciation for the sanctity of human life. Congressman Marshall, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Tony, thanks for having me. Gosh, I walked away even more inspired. Some great speakers before me, they talked about forgiveness, people that had survived abortions themselves, and that's why we're here today.
Yes.
They were just inspiring this message of forgiveness just over and over. I heard God talking about forgiveness and how freeing that was for them.
Yeah, that was powerful from the three abortion survivors. We did a panel before you spoke. And by the way, before we get into that, I just want to thank you for coming to the Values Voter Summit and being one of our speakers. I know we had some changes.
Sure.
It's this very fluid process. And I called you just less than 36 hours ago, said, Roger, I need you here. You carry a message, and you were on a plane and you were here. And I just want to thank you for being here.
You're welcome. And you know, this theme of for such a time as this, God has called us to stand up, and me as well. So I welcome the opportunity.
You were talking about the panel discussion. It was three survivors of abortion who told their story. In fact, folks, this is not my assessment, but it is from those who have been watching, because it's kind of hard to assess when you're actually leading a panel discussion. But I've been told that it was the most powerful panel that we have ever done in 14 years of the Values Voter Summit because of the stories that were told, and a theme woven through, as you mentioned, was forgiveness.
Yeah. I mean, they're all walking, talking miracles to start with. For them to survive, the one young lady, 5 days of a saline bath trying to kill her, but she was surprised them all, and she was born alive. So what purpose does this young lady have in life? You know, and they spend their whole life trying to figure out why did my mom not want me? So they have all these psychological traumas, but if they can survive that, they've got a great story to share, just not physically, but also spiritually.
But that brings up a really good question. I'm going to go back and forth between congressman and doctor.
Okay.
but your colleagues, many of your colleagues say that these people don't exist.
Wow. I'm not sure what planet they live on, but they sure do. I think it happens a lot more commonly than people will ever let on. And that's one of the reasons some other legislation we're pointing towards is we need some better statistics. At least admit that this does happen. I don't know if it's 100 times a year or 1,000 times a year. But I think it's going to be hundreds at least every year.
Well, the reason we don't know is because they're not required to report.
Exactly.
And so we don't know. But I don't care if it's 1,000, if it's 500, if it's 100.
Of course.
Those three individuals who sat on the stage today.
Right.
Their lives have purpose and have meaning and are being used in a most profound way. You cannot tell me they don't have a right to life.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I could, this message of forgiveness, just for them to be able to forgive the mother who had the abortion that they survived, or maybe that was their grandparents. Wow, what their hearts are just incredibly, I just envy their faith.
You're listening to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins. We're at the Values Voter Summit 2019 live here in Washington, D.C. And Dr. Roger Marshall, my guest, congressman from the 1st District of Kansas. And we're talking about the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. We had a powerful panel discussion with three abortion survivors. We have a number of resources at TonyPerkins.com, one being a link to the Values Voter Summit and that panel, Aborted on Our Birthday. I encourage you to go to the website and watch that panel. If you don't watch any of the others, watch that one. But Dr. Marshall, we've undertaken a project at the Family Research Council with an interactive map across the United States that shows the laws in various states. 16 states have no laws protecting born alive abortion survivors. It's Alaska, Colorado, Connecticut, Oregon, Idaho, Hawaii, Illinois, Kentucky, Maryland, New Mexico, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia. This underscores the need for Congress to do something and pass the Abortion Survivors Protection Act.
You know, absolutely. So Steve Scalise and Adam Wagner up here have been leading the charge on this. As you mentioned, Nancy Pelosi refuses to let us vote on it. So we're doing a discharge petition. A discharge petition is a parliamentary procedure that if we can get 218 Congress members to sign this petition, she has to let us vote on it. I'm proud that all 197 Republicans have signed this. And like I've been, mentioned in my little talk earlier, that's a reflection of the great efforts grassroots Christians are doing to make sure that your congressman is on it. We've got three Democrats, and we got to get to 218 somehow, some way.
And that's a part of our In Birthday Abortion campaign, which we have prominently displayed here. That's the little thermal baby hats, and you're holding one in your hand.
Yeah.
And we have now close to 60,000 of those that pro-life Americans have purchased. $9. It not only purchases a hat, but underwrites the campaign that we're using to get to that 218 that we need for the discharge petition. And folks, you can still be a part of that campaign. We're at 60,000. We want to get to 90,000. And you saw those in front of the stage filling
exactly
the baby cribs. We're going to take probably about 9 or 10 of those baby cribs filled with those hats to Capitol Hill and deliver to Nancy Pelosi when we get those filled up.
What a great symbolic opportunity. Again, I just think back to my days being a doctor and seeing the pink ladies in there knitting these little hats. So I think it's a great memento, a great way to say that I care. So hopefully we can get that to that magic number.
I want to step back for just a moment on this issue, Congressman Marshall, because you and I have talked about this a number of times, but this really is a defining moment for our nation. I mean, as a doctor who has brought in over 5,000 babies, vulnerable babies who are totally dependent upon others to care for them and to protect them, this is a defining moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm afraid, Tony, that this country has lost its moral compass. And then this is one of those defining moments. Are we going to stand up and say, wait a second, this is wrong? To murder newborn babies that survived an abortion, that is wrong. That is devaluing life. And if we're going to devalue their lives, you know, what's next? Who is next? This is absolutely a defining moment. We need godly people across this country to stand up and say, stop. This is wrong. Everybody knows that this is wrong. We need to do something about it now.
Are you optimistic that we might see the majority party, the Democratic Party in the House, move forward and allow a vote on this bill?
Tony, I have no faith right now. Obviously, Speaker Pelosi is locked in on impeaching the president, and nothing else has happened up here. Washington has come to a screeching stop when this latest round started. I just see nothing happening until we get this issue resolved.
Well, folks, I encourage you to be a part of this campaign to get the discharge petition to 218 signatures so that we can move forward forcing a vote on the House floor on the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. You mentioned the impeachment, the investigations. Is this, in your opinion, all designed to derail the president's conservative agenda?
Absolutely. This is the witch hunt part two, once again. Since the moment this president was elected, the Democrats have been focused on impeaching and undoing the election results of 2016. They do not want to give him any credit for the successes he's having. He just announced about an hour ago he's made some great progress with the Chinese trade deal. 2 weeks ago, he gave us a Japanese trade deal. USMCA sitting on the speaker's desk since February. The speaker and the Democrat Party are lined up to make sure President Trump gets no credit, gets no success stories.
What would you say to the values voters? I know you just spoke to the values voters here at the Value Voters Summit, but to our listeners out there all across America, what do they need to be doing and watching for right now?
Well, first of all, I want to give credit to all these listeners right now that their efforts are working. We just had two congressmen recently elected. The first thing they did officially was to go sign our discharge petition, that the grassroots efforts back home was made this so important to them. So let's keep doing what we've been doing. Prayers. People are asking me, does anyone feel my prayers up there? And I'm telling you, we have the most pro-life president we've ever had, and I think that is a result of prayers and the voices. And FRC gives Christians a voice. We organize our voice together so it sounds like one in harmony, that these are our values, these are our priorities. This president gave us two pro-life Supreme Court judges and maybe an opportunity at another one and another if he gets reelected. So please do keep praying. We feel your prayers. We need to lock in on these Democrats from swing districts and see if we can get them on the discharge petition.
I think you're right. I think we have to stay focused, keep our eye on the ball, if you will, and not be distracted by all the political theater and noise.
So stay locked in, absolutely.
Dr. Roger Marshall, as always, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining us on radio, and thank you for a job well done.
Thanks for your leadership, Tony.
All right. Dr. Roger Marshall. To find out more, go to the website, TonyPerkins.com. Don't go away. A lot more of this Values Voter edition of Washington Watch coming up next. Joanna Duca, co-owner of Brush and Nib Studio, prevailed last month at the Phoenix Supreme Court. At the Arizona Supreme Court. She tells her story here next about religious freedom and why it's worth fighting for. That's next on Washington Watch. Don't go away.
We live in a time of great political division, and this division only intensifies during campaign season. The toxic tone in politics can be discouraging, which makes it a very real temptation for many Christians to wipe their hands of politics altogether. After all, if God is sovereign and controls the heart of the king, as Proverbs says, do we really need to get involved in the messy world of politics? Because political engagement can be divisive, shouldn't Christians abandon politics and direct their energies toward more spiritual pursuits? Christians are called to submit every area of their life to God, which includes how they engage in politics. But they are called to engage biblically. This requires Christians to be prepared to follow their political theology to its logical end and vote for candidates and parties that support clear biblical values. For more information on the Christian's call to engage in politics, visit frc.org/engage. That's frc.org/engage.
News. We can get it from many sources, but what can you trust these days? Where can you get news that doesn't make you as suspicious as you are informed? If you're looking for something better, for honest coverage of the latest news, one trusted news source I look to is the Washington Times. When preparing for the radio program and selecting guests to join me on the show, I will often read the Washington Times and have their reporters join me here on the program because I trust how they cover the news. Join me and more than 7 million readers who turn to the Washington Times every month to get real, trusted news. For a limited time only, listeners of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins will receive a special annual rate of $69.95 for the first year. Subscribe to the Washington Times and get this special offer by using my name and visiting washingtontimes.com/Tony Perkins. That's washingtontimes.com/Tony Perkins.
Are you a student? Do you know a student? Well, this year, students can apply for scholarships to attend FRC Action's Values Voter Summit at no cost. At VVS, students will join thousands of like-minded conservatives who care about the issues that are shaping our nation. They'll enjoy our student mixer trivia night, topics covering everything from history to politics to the upcoming 2020 election. They'll hear from key conservatives, including Ali Stuckey, Congressman Mark Meadows, Dana Lash, and more. They'll have the opportunity to pursue influential jobs and internships with reputable organizations at our job fair meet and greet. Students will also have the chance to learn how to impact our world by attending our student breakout sessions. From October 11th to 13th, come to Washington, D.C. for Values Voter Summit. This is one weekend no student should miss. Learn more about scholarships by visiting valuesvotersummit.org/students or by calling 1-877-372-2808.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Tony Perkins, and we are broadcasting live from the 2019 Values Voter Summit. If you're not here, oh, too bad. You're missing it. But you can join online. Go to TonyPerkins.com. You can follow the links over. You can actually get caught up. We've got all of the sessions so far on video. You can watch those, and you can watch live online tomorrow night. President Donald Trump will be joining us as we give our Cost of Discipleship Award to Pastor Andrew Brunson, who, by the way, I've mentioned this, but it was fascinating. Tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary in which I was with him in Turkey in his final hearing in which he was released and flew him back here to the United States. That was 1 year ago tomorrow, and the president will be joining us as we honor him. Well, speaking of religious freedom, last month, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that the city of Phoenix could not use a criminal law, to force a Christian art studio to make wedding invitations for same-sex weddings. Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski, owners of Brush and Nib Studio, faced up to 6 months of jail time, $2,500 in fines, and 3 years of probation for each day the city would find them in violation of the law. This was an incredible victory for the rights of Christian business owners. Joining me now here on Radio Row at the Values Voter Summit is Joanna Duca. Joanna, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you so much for having me.
And also joining us by phone is Samuel Green, the Alliance Defending Freedom attorney who has worked on her case. Samuel, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, and thank you for the work that ADF does on behalf of religious freedom.
It's a real pleasure to do it.
Joanna, you and Brianna created custom artwork using hand painting, hand lettering, and calligraphy to celebrate weddings and other events. Take us back to the moment you were asked by a prospective customer what led you to this point to where you ended up before the Supreme Court of Arizona?
So Brianna and I are both artists. It's been a love of ours from the time we were very young. and we met at our church, started this art business together, and we were going through all the processes of new business owners, figuring out how to get off the ground, figuring out how to be compliant with all of the laws as a business, developing our artistic style and all of that. And then we came face to face with this law in our city, the city of Phoenix. We create for weddings. We create custom work, hand-painted and hand-lettered invitations, vows, signs, very personal creations. And the city of Phoenix was saying, if you want to create consistently with your beliefs, you could face not only fines, but potential jail time for doing that. And obviously we were not going to violate our convictions. That was not an option that we considered. So we had the option of waiting to be sued and have those penalties on the line, or stand up to a law that we believed was unjust and violated the Constitution and our rights as Americans.
You know, we were just talking before the break. You shared with me something that I didn't know about, and the church that you attend. In fact, I had preached at that church a few years back. You have a preacher, because I spent time with your pastor, who preaches the Word of God. And I would assume that was very supportive of you in this process.
Yes, our church was amazing. We received a lot of support, and it was incredible to see. We received support from a lot of quarters, from Christians, from other business owners who said that our stand encouraged them to take a stand as well and to live authentically in whatever God had called them to do. And we also received support from people who maybe were not in agreement with our views but believe in the freedom of Americans to speak.
Now, you really put it on the line here. You didn't have to do this, but you made a decision. You and your business partner made a decision to do this. Why?
Because, first of all, we are Christians, and everything that we do, we want to be honoring to God and to our faith. We were not going to compromise. We live in the United States of America. We have a system by which we can appeal to our government, and so we felt that God was calling us to do that, to stand up not just for our rights, but for the rights of all Americans. And we prayed, we gave it a considerable thought, and we believed and still believe that God led us to this. So ultimately, that's why we did it.
Can I say that you encourage me? You inspire me, and it's what you did and how you prevailed at the Supreme Court of Arizona. You, in the willingness to take the sacrifice, you have preserved the rights of citizens, not only in Phoenix, not only across Arizona, but literally by setting a precedent, you're influencing and protecting religious freedom and freedom of expression for Americans all around this country.
That is absolutely our hope. We value freedom, we treasure it, and it is such a vehicle for us as believers to continue to live out the gospel and live out our beliefs. And it's a vehicle for all Americans to live out their deeply held beliefs. So we believe in this win, freedom prevailed, we're excited for that, and we hope all Americans are excited for this victory.
So let me ask you, by the way, folks, we did a panel. Joanna was on a panel earlier today in which we talked about religious freedom. We had three separate cases. Colonel Bohannon was one of those. He's been on the radio program before. We talked about his case. And so you can go to TonyPerkins.com and follow the links over, and you actually watch the panel. It's a great panel. How's business?
You know, we have continued to operate during this process. There have definitely been some difficulties in the process of doing that. Now that we have this decision behind us, we're going to continue doing business according to our convictions as we've always done. But now with this cloud lifted and able to, in confidence, create freely.
What would you say, and this is part of our panel discussion earlier, but what would you say to those that are out there that may not have faced what you have faced, but if our culture continues down the path that it is, may very well have to make a choice of whether or not they'll stand for truth or bow to the culture?
I would encourage everyone to stand. When you believe in something deeply and it's at the core of who you are, it's worth standing for. And especially as believers, our Christian faith is worth standing for. It's not always going to be easy. There will be challenges. And we all face a number of different moments, small or big, where we can stand. So I would just encourage everyone, you are not alone. And stand for the things you believe in. You will be rewarded.
Joanna Duca, thank you so much for taking that stand and for being here at the Values Voter Summit and joining me here on radio this evening.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, folks, don't go away. There's more Washington Watch to come. When we come back, Dennis Prager who is here at the Values Voter Summit, joins me to talk about his new documentary entitled No Safe Spaces. That's next here on Washington Watch. A lot more to come. Don't go away.
Radical abortion laws in New York, Illinois, and Vermont are challenging the sanctity of life. These laws have lifted the few existing restrictions on abortion in the name of family planning and mental health of pregnant mothers. Americans need to take a stand and defend the rights of the unborn. Family Research Council is sending Congress 90,000 baby hats as a reminder that babies should be welcomed with love and warmth, not potential danger. Supporters have already funded over 45,000 hats. We are over halfway there. Join Americans across the nation and donate $9 to send a powerful reminder that young lives need to be cherished. When you take action, we'll send you an end birthday abortion certificate that will remind you to pray for born alive babies who are facing the danger of being killed outside the womb. Visit endbirthdayabortion.com for more information. That's endbirthdayabortion.com.
Are you concerned with the state of our nation? Do you want to protect and promote religious freedom, the sanctity of life, free speech, and our children's educations? Today we see a growing threat against our values on the news, on our college campuses, in our elementary schools, at our public libraries, and in our courts. Every year in Washington, D.C., thousands of conservatives attend FRC Action's Values Voters Summit. From October 11th to the 13th, come to our nation's capital to mingle with and hear from key conservatives who are bringing real change to Washington, D.C. And learn how you can, too. FRC President Tony Perkins will be there, along with Ali Stuckey, Bill Bennett, Dana Lash, Oliver North, and U.S. House and Senate leaders. The 2020 elections are right around the corner, so this is one weekend you won't want to miss. We provide free scholarships for students. Register online at valuesvotersummit.org or call 1-877-372-2808. That's 1-877-372-2808.
Welcome back to Washington Watch. I'm Tony Perkins, your host. We are broadcasting live from the 2019 Values Voters Summit here in Washington, D.C. Now, if you were listening to the show on Monday, you heard my interview with radio talk show host Dennis Prager. Well, right now he's sitting at my left side. I am to his right. And he was one of our speakers here at the Values Voters Summit. And in fact, tonight we are doing a pre-screening. We're showing his new movie entitled No Safe Spaces. That will be here tonight at the Values Voters Summit. Dennis Prager, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Thank you. It's always good to be with you. And you got some terrific conference here. I'm serious. It's an honor to be here. It's a long trip for me to come here and speak.
I know, all the way across the country.
That's correct.
But it was worth you coming so I could listen to you today.
Thank you.
You did
Thank
a great
you.
Job adding to the value of the summit. But before we get into No Safe Spaces, we don't have a lot of time. It's a short segment. You're a radio man. You know that.
Yeah.
You made a comment today that I really latched onto and I liked. You said, I have wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I don't apologize for that. I've been around a while, but let me tell you why I have wisdom. I've read the Bible every day of my life. And that's true.
It
wisdom
is true.
Wisdom comes from the Bible.
Listen, I give hundreds of examples of life-changing insight, life-changing. And if I may make a plug, I put it finally after 50 years of teaching in print, the Rational Bible. There are 2 of 5 volumes are out already, Genesis and Exodus. So I'll give you an example. How do we know how to judge the founders for having slaves? There's an answer in the Bible. It's with Noah. God destroys the world, saves Noah. How does it describe Noah? Noah was a righteous man in his generations. Why does it say in his generations? Because the only way you can ever judge someone is in their generations.
Mm.
That's a brilliant little...
Yeah.
It could have said God saved him because he was righteous.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was righteous at that time.
And that is the...
You always judge people in their time.
And that is the exact opposite of what we're doing now, is we're tearing down statues.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And the point about wisdom and why I think this is so important to drive this point home, because we've driven the Word of God from the public square, is like my grandmother never went past the sixth grade, but as you pointed out, she probably had more wisdom than most of the professors at Harvard University.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind about that. I don't say it to knock them. There is no secular wisdom. There is secular knowledge. There's religious wisdom and secular knowledge. And that is why the universities were founded to teach theology. The founders of Harvard, ironically, I mean, Yale is founded, and do you know what the insignia of Yale is? Do you know what's in Hebrew? And it says Urim V'Tumim in Hebrew. That was the breastplate of the high priest in Leviticus, to give you an idea of how immersed they were in Bible, that they would know what was on the breastplate of the chief, because they would consult this priest, you know, for insight. Right. So that was the dream. Consult us for insight. What insights do you get today from college? That America is racist, one of the greatest lies in human history? That the founders were basically lowlifes? I mean, it's the antithesis of wisdom at the university.
And just the ability to challenge that is now at stake. And that's the point.
That's correct, of the movie.
Of the movie.
And that, I beg all your viewers, because if all your viewers alone went, that would be great. This is a truly important movie, not because I'm in it. I would say this if I were not in it. I didn't make the movie. I'm in the movie. No Safe Spaces with Adam Carolla and myself and many others will make you laugh and cry at the same time and rivet your attention. This is a wake-up call. This is how I look at it, as a wake-up call in America to the loss of free speech that is taking place.
And it's so important to understand what's happening here. The ability to challenge these ideologies,
right,
and basically wrong-headed thinking depends upon our ability to freely speak. And that's what they want to clamp down on.
That's
they want
right.
to take away the right for those who challenge them to speak.
That's exactly right. I think deep down they know that if people are exposed to them for 4 years and to us for 4 hours, we'll win half of them over.
That's right.
Our videos at PragerU are five minutes, and we win people
I
over.
I know. And they're outstanding.
Thank
and, of
you.
Course, it has, you have some of them banned from YouTube?
Not banned, on the restricted list.
Oh.
So if you filter out pornography and violence, you can't see it. I mean, I'm laughing. I should cry.
But that's a part of, and you have these conversations all the time, but we were just talking a few minutes ago. This is a different world than it was 20, 30 years ago. We're not battling liberals.
That's right.
We're battling the left.
Yes.
I long for the days when I can have conversations with the
liberals. That's exactly right. I make that point every day on my own show and in writing. A lot of conservatives are uncomfortable with it because they say, well, yeah, but the liberals vote for the left. They're right. They do. Liberals have not awakened to the fact. They may awaken too late. The left hates them. The left is as opposed to liberalism as to conservatism.
Dennis Prager, you know what that music means.
I do. That's why I shut up.
Dennis Prager, thanks so much for joining me, and thank you for being here at the Values Voter Summit. Looking forward to watching No Safe Spaces tonight.
Thank you so much. You do great work.
All right, Dennis Prager, to find out more. By the way, get a copy of his Rational Bible. That is important work. When we come back, Todd Starnes joins us to talk about how Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke wants to take tax exemption away from churches if they actually believe and practice the Bible. Yes, that's next here on Washington Watch. Don't go away. Hello, this is Tony Perkins, President of the Family Research Council here in Washington, D.C. I want to invite you to join Luana and myself, along with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, former Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, for FRC's Israel Tour, June the 2nd through June the 12th, 2020. Whether you're sailing on the Sea of Galilee, standing in the ruins of Capernaum, or journeying up to Jerusalem, Israel is unlike any other place on earth. You'll relive the final earthly days of Jesus as you pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You look upon Golgotha and stand in the Garden Tomb.
The reality of his story will come alive in a transformative way. This one-of-a-kind tour will not only allow you to explore the land of the Bible and the roots of our Christian faith, you'll also hear firsthand from some of Israel's political, defense, and religious leaders. Join us June the 2nd through June the 12th for this life-changing experience. For more information, visit TonyPerkins.com or call 844-872-5155.
Planned Parenthood is not pro-woman. For decades, the nation's leading abortion supplier has claimed to be the champion of women's rights, but nothing could be farther from the truth. Planned Parenthood has repeatedly violated the law and violated women, from aiding and abetting sex traffickers, covering up child sexual abuse, and selling the remains of aborted baby parts, to ignoring the devastating effects that abortion has on women's physical and mental health. From its racist eugenic roots to the targeting of vulnerable communities, Planned Parenthood is an organization that not only promotes a culture of death, but makes it a reality. In a new brochure from FRC, you will find evidence that will challenge your assumptions about Planned Parenthood and equip you with the information you need to be a true champion for women and the lives of unborn children. To order this brochure and to download your free digital copy, visit frc.org/Planned Parenthood.
It's almost that time of year. FRC Action's annual Values Voter Summit is just around the corner, but there is still time to register. Join thousands of like-minded conservatives who, just like you, care about the state of our nation and want to do their part in protecting and promoting religious freedom and the sanctity of life, free speech, and marriage and the family. From October 11th through the 13th, come to Washington, D.C. to attend FRC Action's Values Voter Summit and hear from key conservatives who will bring real change to Washington. And learn how you can too. FRC Action President Tony Perkins will be there along with Ali Stuckey, Bill Bennett, Dana Lash, Oliver North, and Congressman Mark Meadows. The 2020 elections are fast approaching, so this is one weekend you won't want to miss. Ask about our scholarship for students. Register online at valuesvotersummit.org or call 1-877-372-2808. That's 1-877-372-2808.
I'm Tony Perkins, and this is Washington Watch. We're broadcasting live from the 2019 Values Voters Summit here in Washington, D.C. You can join us via online, via the web. Go to TonyPerkins.com, follow the links over. Also, all of the segments, all of the sessions we've had so far today are archived there. You can watch them, and you can also watch live. So go to TonyPerkins.com. They remind you tomorrow night, President Donald Trump will be here for the gala as we honor Pastor Andrew Brunson with our Cost of Discipleship Award. You can watch that as well online. Again, go to TonyPerkins.com. Well, last night, I believe it was in California, CNN hosted a quality panel or a quality night or extra rights for some. In fact, I want to play this clip. Don Lemon was asking this question about tax exemption and organizations, churches that refuse to believe and recognize same-sex marriage. He was asking the question of Beto O'Rourke. Now, here's the clip. I want you to listen to this.
This is from your LGBTQ plan, and here's what you write. This is a quote. Freedom of religion is a fundamental right, but it should not be used to discriminate. Do you think religious institutions like colleges, churches, charities, should they lose their tax-exempt status if they oppose same-sex marriage?
Yes.
No equivocation there. Yes was his answer. Joining me now to talk more about this on Radio Row, joining us live, is our great friend Todd Starnes, the author of the new book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Todd, welcome back to Washington
Hey,
Watch.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Great to be here. Congrats for a great turnout at Values Voters Summit. Wow.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being here and being a part of it. As always, this is your crowd here at the Values Voters Summit.
These are our people, the gun-toting, Bible-clinging crowd.
By the way, I mentioned this to you, but you got a shout-out this morning from Colonel Leland Bohanna. who is on our panel for religious freedom. He was the Air Force officer that was penalized for refusing to be a part or be complicit with recognizing same-sex marriages, simply desiring his rights to be respected. Anyway, he gave a shout-out to you saying that it was Todd Starnes that brought this issue to national attention.
Well, that was mighty kind of him. But honestly, Tony, we're happy and honored to tell those stories, share those stories with the country. But the folks that are ultimately responsible are the folks that are getting out there, calling the Pentagon, calling their elected leaders, getting engaged in the process to fight back.
By the way, before we continue talking about what Beto O'Rourke had to say, how can people find out more, get your columns, and track these issues? Because you are breaking many news on many of these stories.
Yeah, Tony, we have a brand new conservative news company that we just launched, Starnes Media Group, and folks can get more information about that at toddstarnes.com. Our podcast just debuted yesterday, now one of the top 100 podcasts in America. So we're pretty excited about that. We're calling it the Toddcast. Tony. Get it?
I'm slow, but I got that. I'm trying to figure out what I'd call mine. Beto O'Rourke. He's the one that last month said, he's going to come and take your guns. Now, as I made a comment earlier, he's going to take your God. And actually, I hope he can find God. But the issue here, I know he's, trying to break out of the crowd. But this is kind of frightening. When you look at where the Democratic candidates are willing to go, and no one refuted him. None of the other candidates challenged that position.
No, they did not. And look, I respect the fact that Don Lemon had the courage to ask that question. And my hat's off to Beto O'Rourke. He answered it, and he answered honestly. And I suspect that many others running for the presidency on the Democrat side of the aisle believe the same thing he believes, but they just don't have the courage to admit it. The Democrats ultimately want to silence religious liberty. They want to silence people of faith, not just in the marketplace, but now in their church houses. And Tony, I mean, you talk about this issue all the time on Washington Watch. This is why we have to be diligent. This is why we have to get out there and vote. And this is why every vote matters.
But Todd, I think, going back to 2004, when there was the big push to redefine marriage and we were working to pass marriage amendments in the states and working for a national marriage amendment, people were saying, oh, this stuff will never happen. It'll never happen. Even when marriage was redefined, there were those who said, oh, it's not going to affect you. This is just about me and the person I love, or two people who love each other. But, you know this. You've written about it. We've talked about it. You go back to that court case in which the Obergefell case, and the Solicitor General of the United States, Solicitor General Verrilli, was asked by Samuel Alito, Justice Alito, about whether or not under this redefinition of marriage that will this be a problem for religious institutions and colleges? And he stammered, stuttered, but he said, yes, it's going to be a problem.
They knew all along. There is there's a really chilling chapter in my book. I actually wrote an Associated Press news story set 50 years from now. What is the country going to look like if people of faith do not take a stand? And the kind of America that I write about is one where churches have been shuttered, where pastors have been told they can no longer teach from the Bible. And the Bible itself is actually banned. And it is not far-fetched to imagine that when you hear words like that coming out of Beto O'Rourke's mouth.
But for a fact that there are, or most, I should say, most media outlets are not reporting that, and that's intentional.
Oh, it is intentional, and I think that's one of the reasons why I created Starnes Media Group. We need a news organization in America that's not afraid to talk about these issues and to expose this kind of stuff. Because, Tony, this goes far beyond just religious freedom. We're talking about comedians now that won't even go on a college campus and give a concert because they're afraid of the political blowback. This is just really outrageous where we are in the country. When you start targeting religious freedom, every one of our other freedoms is jeopardized.
And look, this is about the ability to, as we talk on this program often, about to not just to believe, but to live according to your biblical beliefs for the purpose of sharing that truth with others. And if we grow silent, if we back up and we hunker down, there's no other place people are going to hear the truth. The Bible, the Word of God, prayer, God Himself has been pushed out of the public square. Our schools are teaching the opposite message. So where will people hear it unless they see it and hear it in us?
Look, that's a fair point you raise. And look what just happened in California, and we reported on this extensively, where you had lawmakers out there wanted to pass legislation that would have actually prevented church bookstores from selling certain kinds of books. I mean, this is not something that is just, you know, we're just making up here. This is a clear and present danger to freedom, to the Bill of Rights. And I think we ought to be very concerned with what Beto O'Rourke said. I appreciate him going on the record, but this is what it's all about.
Well, we just had a hearing in Congress where there were, in the House, where the Democrats are in the majority, a committee that had a hearing on whether or not tax exemption should be taken from organizations that believe in biblical sexuality. And that's exactly what O'Rourke is talking about.
Go back to, and we published the transcript of the conversation, the interrogation of Bernie Sanders and Russell Vought, that back
right.
and forth. And
yeah.
I know you talked about this on Washington Watch, but it was the chilling last line. Someone like you, Senator Sanders said, someone like you, Russell Vought, a born-again believer, it has no place in the public sector. You have no place here. People need to understand where we're at.
But go back, and what was it that Bernie Sanders was chastising him for? It wasn't about human sexuality.
No. It was about his religious beliefs. Do you believe that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ?
That's right. Which is the core of Christianity.
That is the core of Christianity. That's what we're talking. These are people need to wake up, and they need to pay very close attention to what's happening. We are living in a very precarious time in American history.
Yeah, I mean, Todd, I've been talking about this with different individuals that, you know, there used to be a time when there were margins in our country, and, you know, if one party won, the other party lost, there wasn't that big of a difference. Look, we're no longer living in those times. Every election is important. It's the most important election of your lifetime, and that's going to be the case for every election. And we can't think that if, you know, we just disengage because we're tired or we're intimidated, that those who take over and gain the reins of government are just going to shift things up on the margins. I mean, we are talking about the loss of religious freedom. We're talking about birthday abortion, infanticide in this country. I mean, these are policies that really matter.
Tony, just think about this. If Hillary Clinton had been elected in 2016, the Equality Act would have become law.
Yeah.
That would have become the law, and that would have been it. Game over. That's how, I mean, again, one of the biggest problems I believe we're facing in the country is that some of our major evangelical denominations, one in particular, they've just disengaged.
Yeah.
They don't want to address those issues. They don't want to offend people, and that's a big problem.
Well, you mentioned what could have been the outcome if the election had gone the other way. I also know that we would have two additional liberal supreme.
That's right.
I wouldn't say liberal. I should leftist Supreme Court justices on the court.
That's right.
Basically locking in every leftist idea that has been put forth for generations.
It's a fair point. And again, this needs to be pounded home in every church house across the country. People of faith are going to have to stand together on this. This was the warning shot from Beto O'Rourke. I mean, this is what they want to do. That's why we can't let another Democrat into the White House.
All right, Todd, I'm given this question all the time, and you track religious liberty. You write, the community you write to, predominantly the evangelical, social conservative community. You know, there are those pastors out there, the others that say, look, I don't want to get involved in this. I just want to preach the gospel. That's what the church is called to do. So we're not going to get in there. That's too confrontational.
Well, I tell a story in the book about Oliver Hart, who was one of the founding pastors of the First Baptist Church in Charleston, South Carolina. They were having a hard time finding people to fight the British to secure our freedom. They found out about this guy who was preaching politics from the pulpit. Oliver Hart was preaching about freedom and liberty. And he had such a compelling message that they asked him to take that message out into the countryside to help round up an army to fight the British to secure our freedom. We have a very long and storied history in this country of churches and pastors talking about politics from the pulpit, and we've got to engage again. Again, this is imperative. If we're going to restore traditional American values, if we're going to secure the Bill of Rights, I believe that fight's going to happen in the church house.
I could not agree more. I think we have to understand that we operate from the position of our faith to let our light shine, speak the truth, as Ephesians 4 says, in love. And we do so out of a redemptive heart. The reason we speak the truth is not to win a debate, not to prevail, but so that, as Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if we don't speak truth, if we won't stand up and defend truth in a culture that is truth deprived, how will people hear? How will they be set free? How will they experience the abundant life that Christ came to give to them?
And that was really my message to folks this afternoon here at the Values Voter Summit. You know, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. That's where our hope is. It's not in a political party. But Tony, I go back to this message, and this is something that we pound home every single day. We've got to stand up. We've got to fight back. We have to do it in a winsome way. We have to be what I call happy warriors about it, but we have to stand up. We've got to speak out.
Even when there are those that don't want to hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I'm a free speech purist. I'm going to defend your right to free speech, even
Absolutely.
If I don't agree with you.
Absolutely. I'm happy to have a conversation with you. Todd Starnes, as always, great to have you on the program.
Thanks, Tony.
And good luck with the Starnes Media Group.
We're excited about it. You're having supper with the president tomorrow night.
Yes. And you have to go off and speak.
Yeah.
All right. Todd Starnes,
thanks.
Great American. Find out more, go to the website, TonyPerkins.com. And by the way, folks, the Values Voter Summit goes through tonight, tomorrow, and then, as I mentioned earlier, tomorrow evening we have the gala in which we are honoring Pastor Andrew Brunson with our Cost of Discipleship Award. The president will be here. Ambassador Sam Brownback will be here speaking as well. And you can join us online. Go to TonyPerkins.com and follow the links over. I do hope you'll take time to scan through some of the sessions from this year's Values Voter Summit, even as they're continuing to unfold. But we do this to inform you in some of the most informative panels we've had this year. It's been great. This is good information, and you can share this with your friends. In fact, that's the way it's set up, so that you can forward it on to your friends. It's educational, it's inspirational, and it will challenge you to stand firm for the truth in the culture and in the country in which we live. Well, folks, out of time for today, but the Value Voter Summit continues, and you can join us again. Go to TonyPerkins.com, follow the links over. Until next time, I leave you with the encouraging words of the Apostle Paul found in Ephesians 6, where he says, when you've done everything you can do, when you've prayed, when you've prepared, and when you have taken your stand, by all means, keep standing.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is powered by the Family Research Council and is entirely listener-supported. For more information on anything you've heard today, or to find out how you can partner with us in our ongoing efforts to promote faith, family, and freedom, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 1-866-372-7234. That's 1-866-372-7234.